Be'ezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, this is Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Bar Kamtza and COVID-19. Sounds weird, doesn't it? What possibly does COVID-19 have to do with Kamtza and Bar Kamtza? The key to the puzzle is Shalva Zalfreund of blessed memory, a kindergarten teacher in Petach Tikva who passed away from coronavirus this past Friday. Shalva was an amazing teacher who educated several generations of children in Petach Tikva. Before she died, she wrote a letter to the parents of the children in their kindergarten. But if you take a closer look, this letter should be required reading for all of us, especially during the 3 weeks, a time when we're supposed to feel the lack and the loss of our holy temple. Here are the main segments of the letter. Shalva Zalfreund warned of the dangers of not keeping health ministry guidelines just before her death. She wrote the parents, and I quote, "In recent days, I received several phone calls from official sources, according to which it seems that I was infected in the kindergarten. You certainly saw that I wrote in the past that I'm asking for people to take responsibility since I am in a high-risk group, and now it has happened. It's certain that the authorities are aware of the families who violated the quarantine or did not follow the municipality's instructions not to send children if a family member is in quarantine. It was to protect people such as myself that these rules were made. Unfortunately, there were those who preferred to send their children to kindergarten out of a feeling of complacence while critically harming the principle of mutual responsibility and the commandment in Leviticus 19:16, you shall not stand by the blood of your fellow human. For me, it doesn't matter who infected me and who violated quarantine. I had open miracles, and the fact that I am writing to you at all right now is not to be taken for granted. But I am begging you, and I'm asking for the sake of our grandmothers and our grandfathers, our neighbors and our older cousins, and everyone who surrounds us, they do not deserve to die, even if they have one pre-existing condition or another. I'm not blaming anyone, God forbid, but it's true. Quarantining a small child is not a pleasant experience, but it's over within a maximum of 2 weeks. You can find a lot of reasons and excuses why you don't want to keep the quarantine, and in 1 second, you could be true partners in saving lives. You can educate your children in mutual responsibility, respecting others, and protecting lives. Losing someone who is close to you, or the knowledge that someone fell ill because of you, is much, much harder than a 2 week quarantine. Maybe these words are difficult to read, but they are written with my heart's blood, and with the prayer that I will soon merit to leave the journey of suffering, which I have accepted with love as coming from Hashem. I wish everyone good health and only good news, and if only one person reads these words and understands the consequences and the obligation to quarantine, I hope it will be to my merit. I love each and every one of you. Give the kids a big hug." And that was the conclusion of her letter. The parents of the infected children certainly had no intention of fatally infecting Shalva Zalfreund. They simply acted without considering Shalva's welfare. Don't think that this alone example. I saw the same exact thing in my neighborhood in Ashdod when an infected family continued to send one of their seemingly uninfected children to school. When the family was confronted by the school authorities, they didn't even understand that they were doing anything wrong. Why? They saw no one but themselves, and they didn't think they were doing anything wrong, because all they thought about was their own convenience. Now, it's easy for a child to be a carrier and not to show symptoms. That child infects another child, who goes home and infects mom and dad, who visits grandma and grandpa, that they get infected. So the irresponsible infected father who sent his son to cheder is horribly similar to the individual who hosted a festive meal in the story of Bar Kamtza and Bar Kamtza from Tractate Gittin 55. Well, the story goes like this. Before the destruction of the Second Temple, a wealthy man in Jerusalem made a grand festive meal for all the rich people and the distinguished rabbis of Jerusalem. He happened to have a friend named Kamtza and an enemy named Bar Kamtza. He told his servant to go and bring Kamtza to the party. The servant made a mistake and he brought Bar Kamtza. When the host of the banquet saw Bar Kamtza sitting at one of the tables, he said, "You are my enemy. What are you doing here? Get out." Bar Kamtza said, "Since I'm already here, please don't embarrass me in front of everyone, the rich people and the rabbis. Let me stay and I'll pay for whatever I eat and drink." The host said, "Nah, get out of here right now." Barkamsa pleaded, "Then I'll give you half of the cost of the whole party." The host still refused. Barkamsa begged a third time, "Please don't kick me out. I'll pay for the whole party." Not only did the host refuse, but he bodily threw Barkamsa out in utter disparagement. When Barkamsa saw that none of the rabbis protested and not a single person pleaded to the host in his behalf, he went to the emperor and said, "The Jews are rebelling against you." This seemingly insignificant and isolated event led to the destruction of the Second Temple, which the sages tell us was destroyed as a result of baseless hate. Rabbi Mordechai of Chernobyl used to say that the emperor is Hashem. Barkamsa is the victim of baseless hate. Really, it's the sin of baseless hate that is the sinister informer who runs up to Hashem and says that the Jews don't deserve the Holy Temple. This is exactly what our sages are telling us, that each generation that fails to build the Holy Temple is as if it destroyed the Holy Temple. So how does COVID-19 possibly compare to Barkamsa? What I'm about to say won't be popular with a lot of people, and it's certainly not politically correct, but that's too bad. In a place where Shem's name might be defamated, heaven forbid, you don't pay attention to people's prestige. COVID-19 is the Barkamsa of this generation. It races up to the heavenly throne as the accusing informant, telling Hashem that they're so-called frum Jews who don't care about the spilled blood of a fellow Jew. For their own convenience, complacence, carelessness, or whatever you want to call it, they ignore, even scoff at health department regulations of quarantine, masks, and social distancing while putting other Jews in danger. Maybe it's not like pulling the trigger, but it certainly is like leaving a loaded gun with a hairline trigger on your coffee table. Someone is bound to get hurt. History just might show that such apathy and egotism and self-centeredness simply prolong the diaspora and delayed Mashiach and the rebuilding of a holy temple. None of the rabbis at the banquet protested the fact that Barkamsa was humiliated in public and thrown out on his ear. The rabbis and all the careless, nonchalant groups who are endangering other people today should protest with a big shout. Otherwise, they're missing the chance to rectify the damage of Kamsa and Barkamsa. Beloved brothers and sisters, take it to heart and let's have mercy on each other so that Hashem will have mercy on us and send us Mashiach in our rebuilt Holy Temple, speeding our days. Amen.